Hey guys, what's up? So this is the second part of the podcast that I just published. For some reason, it stopped recording before I was complete, so I wanted to finish what I was talking about. In the way of cutting Bruno's hair today, I am not a barber or have any professional training in hair cutting. My sister actually is a licensed hairstylist, and she's also a professional colorist. I, however, am not. My background is marketing, business. I can do podcasts and all kinds of stuff, digitally related mostly. But I did want to help my husband because, you know, he couldn't, his head's still healing, so I want to be really careful with the back of his head. You can't really put too much pressure on it. I don't want to hurt him. So what I did was I put his razor at like a 5, so it wouldn't be really cutting his hair to where you would get to the skull, because that would be like a straight razor pretty much. But what I did was I put the razor so it was at the highest setting, so I can just trim his hair and shorten it quite a lot around. And then I also cut like the front part of his hair that was long. It actually came out pretty good. I was happy with the results. It made a huge mess in the bathroom because he's a lot of hair. So I, did that, and then I vacuumed the rug and stuff like that, vacuumed the floor, cleaned him up. And he was happy because now he's good for a haircut for a while, and then I'll have to, for the next few months, I'll just cut his hair. And what I did was I followed the previous haircut kind of pattern to match and to clean it up, so I'll just do that again for the next few times. And I told him, when we're going to go for your brother's wedding, you'll get a real, a good haircut. Not that it was a bad haircut, but, more like professional, where it's probably shaved down more, which is good, like something my sister would do or that his barber does, and I think that'd be great. So that's on that front. So right now he's resting, and he does sleep. For someone with his condition, he has to sleep a lot because of the medication, because after he does a few things, his brain is tired, whereas I go and go and go until I like pass out at night, and pass out with exhaustion. As soon as I hit the pillow, I'm out. I don't really have too much trouble falling asleep because I'm so beat. Even if I'm thinking about 50 million things, I will fall asleep because I'm just so beat. Whereas Bruno, he might have to nap during, any part of the day. If he falls asleep, he falls asleep. If he's watching something, I'll turn it off. I'll, wake him up if he has to take his meds at the time that he almost falls asleep or falls asleep. And then I will also, if he looks like he's cold, he crosses his arms when he's cold, I'll cover him with a nice blanket, call it a day. So that's where we are with his health and what we're doing personally, in our personal life. But in the way of Hero for Epileptics, for the business side, I've had to put some things on just temporarily on hold because of all the paperwork we have to fill out for like the co-op and the mortgage and the this and the that. It's a lot of stuff. And just between my normal day-to-day job, it's been pretty hectic, and also helping Bruno because of after the surgery. So we've been pretty busy. Then we also have a bunch of parties and weddings and things coming up, and Bruno's brother and sister and our sister-in-law, they're having a baby coming, so they're preparing for that, and my brother-in-law is getting married, so there's a lot of happenings. We try to use what we can time-wise wisely. So I am getting back into the business side now that things are slowing down with other paperwork and so forth. I've been posting things and doing things, but it's been not as frequently as I would like to. And also, eventually we will be doing more of the fairs and events and things like that. And when we have the conference with the hospital, with Northwell Health, we'll also be attending that. But for the most part right now, I'm trying to get back in gear with the podcasts and postings and updates, and we're going to do some blogs and updates. Bruno wants to post about the device and what it looks like. We're going to do some pictures, and then maybe do like almost like a diary where he'll post the initial blog of what it is and what he has, and then we'll also put on our website you know, his progression through it and where he is. So I think that'll be really interesting, and that can be like over this whole year, 2 year period, we can really post some good updates and let you guys know what's happening. So that's really where we are, and I just wanted to do a part two of the initial podcast of what we've been up to, because I think it's important to let you guys know that we are, any donations that are made to us, we are using them to raise awareness about epilepsy and also to share the message about why it's important to find a cure, to get more help with research, to fund finding a cure, or not even just a cure, just people to have a better lifestyle, so that this way their quality of life is improved drastically. Even if it's not perfect, they can still do, you know, minor things. My goal for Bruno even is like, can he brush his teeth by himself? Can he take a shower maybe with me, not having to be hovering around next to the shower curtain? You know, stuff like minor things that we take for granted, or like walking down the street without having to worry about falling and hitting his head into cement or something. You know, what we take for granted was just like, I'm just gonna go run out for a quick minute, and you go and you do it and you come back. You're not really thinking about it. He has to think about every movement he makes. And the guy, I tell you, he doesn't complain. You know, he didn't have any after surgery. He didn't have any kind of pain medication. Even if it was somewhat sore, he didn't take anything, you know, and he never complained about one seizure he has. You know, some of them do make him quite upset, because it's not like a good time, but he always comes out of it like, oh, hey, I'm okay, I'm alive, let's just move on. And then I check him and his family checks him. We check to see if there's any bruises or bleeding or cuts or whatever, and then we move on to the next page and we just keep pushing forward. And I think that it's not everyone that can have certain conditions. You know, God gives them to certain people that can handle them, and maybe God doesn't even give it to them, but somehow they have them, because we are humans. So, you know, we're born and we have all kinds of stuff in our body, and you never know what's going to come out, what you're going to have, you know, heart condition, or, you know, become diabetic, or you're going to have this, or you're going to have that. I mean, it's, you don't know. And I think the unknown is what makes us human, because we don't know what's going to happen, or who's going to be healthy, not healthy. And we just want to keep moving ahead and living as best as we can. And I think that's what makes humans so great, because we push forward even when things get really bad or tough. And Bruno's like, you know, the epitome of that. And he's like a poster child for what that means and why you shouldn't give up and why it's important to keep pushing and fighting. So, you know, I'm really proud of him and I love him. And that's why we're going to keep pushing ahead with the Here for Epileptics work. And, you know, eventually it'll start growing bigger and bigger, hopefully, as we keep moving ahead. And once then we're all moved in and settled and stuff like that, I told Bruno that my main focus will be on, aside from my day-to-day job and things like that, that's, you know, a 40-plus hour week job, I will be concentrating more on what we're doing with the Here for Epileptics and how we can move ahead with what is happening and where we're going. So I think there's a lot of exciting things we can do, and we just got to keep going. So that's really what I wanted to say, and thank you so much. I really do appreciate everyone who has been following us and sharing our posts and listening and just being there for what we're doing. Thank you so much.